BBC News with Marianne Marshall. Across the United States, long queues of people have been waiting to vote in the US presidential election. After one of the most divisive and unpredictable campaigns in memory, analysts expect turnout to be a key factor in whether Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton wins the White House. The first exit polls from the East are expected around midnight GMT, 4 hours before polling stations close on the West Coast. India's highest denomination currency notes have been withdrawn from circulation. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, announced the surprise move just hours before it came into effect. He said it was aimed at cracking down on corruption and illegal cash holdings. Notes of 500 and 1,000 rupees are affected. Banks have been instructed to exchange the existing high denomination rupee notes until the end of the year. Iraqi special forces have moved into their headquarters closer to the front line inside Mosul as they battle Islamic State fighters street by street. A commander of the counter-terrorism forces told the BBC that they'd completely driven IS out of the Saddam district on the northeastern side of Mosul. The European Union has described recent events in Turkey as extremely worrying and has urged the government to resume political dialogue with opposition groups and to safeguard democracy. The statement was issued on the eve of an annual assessment of Turkey's progress on meeting EU accession criteria. Police in Mexico are looking for a footballer who headbutted a referee who then died. The player had been given a red card during an amateur match in the state of Hidalgo on Sunday. He fled from the pitch when the two teams started fighting. An Austrian man has won a court case enabling to change his family name back to Zebra. The man appealed to the Austrian Constitutional Court when a lower court rejected the idea, arguing that zebra could only refer to a type of horse from Africa. BBC News.